Topic number two.
Last week, the Chamber of Commerce released an ESEA reauth proposal penned by former Ed Secretary Margaret Spellings. What were the big takeaways?
The big takeaways for me is that the Chamber of Commerce is paying Margaret Spellings a lot of money, I assume, to rehash the exact same proposal that she and her staff came out with in 2007. I mean, Dave, this is practically fraud that we're talking about here. Why is she getting paid to come out with something that has nothing new from 2 years ago? And may I add, barely anything new from 2001.
It's a snoozer. I mean, it's just a snoozer. It's the outlines are set. There's really nothing new contributed to the conversation.
Why is she stuck in a time machine? I mean, it's maybe she holed up in some...
she has strong beliefs in. That's fantastic.
I mean, maybe, but, you know, all along with that Osama bin Laden was in a cave not getting any news information. Maybe Margaret Spellings is holed up somewhere. She has this, like, she's been cut off from the conversation. Margaret Spellings, the conversation has moved on.
Or maybe she believes that the conversation will move back to her. Maybe she's right. Maybe she sees something we don't see. But
Listens to one of those radio stations that's like, you know, 90s hits all the time.
Right. And there's something about kind of the set deadlines, intervene in poor performance. I'm just not that interested in some of this. And maybe because the debates or the contours of the debate aren't new, but I think there really needs to be, if you're going to make a bold statement in the Chamber of Congress, really focus on something a little more innovative, focus on something a little more disruptive, and we didn't see that.
I mean, isn't it fair to say that this would arrive with a thud in Congress, particularly among Republicans? I mean, it basically says keep AYP. It says keep the timelines, keep the annual measurable objectives, more or less keep everything. This is not the mood that congressional Republicans are in.
Nor is it the way to sell those ideas either. That's the big problem here. So even if you believe in those concepts, going straight at them in this environment, probably not advisable.